Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1069, for Saturday, December 13th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Down one spot from 19 to 20, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 16,815 views. That is a decline of 1,917, or 10% from last week, but it only slips one spot. The number 20 position has about 1,000 views fewer than it had last week. Ending a three-week run back in the top 10, down from 10 to 19, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games with 16,913, just 98 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 30%. Down 2 to 18, Take Time, by Alexis Piovesan and Julien Protier, published by Libellude, with 17,430, about 500 more than Vantage, a decline of 17%. Holding at number 17 for the second week, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 17,849, about 400 more than Take Time, a decline of 10%. Down 3 to 16, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games with 19,430, almost 1,600 more than Spirit Island, but a decline of 13%. We're seeing a theme here, right? Most of them seeing double-digit, well, all of them so far, seeing double-digit declines, Vantage more than most. Over the last several weeks, there have been three games that have vaulted from the low reaches of the top 50, and at one case outside the top 50, multiple positions every week to be threatening, or last week, one of them even entering, the top 10. But this week, two of those three take a step back, and the third one slows down. The first of those three is at number 15, down 4 from last week, Flip 7, by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games with 19,527, 97 more than Galactic Cruise, a decline of 14%. Not one of those three. After 2 weeks at number 15, up 1 to 14, our first climber, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 19,743. About 200 more than Flip 7, and a decline, also our smallest decline we've seen so far, of just 7%. But here is the highest performing of those three moving games, down from 9 to 13, Harmonies, by Johan Benvenuto, published by Libellude, with 20,397, about 650 more than Brass, a decline of 17%. But repeating at number 12 is our third game in that group, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder with 22,779, 2,400 more than Harmonies, and the first game we've seen that actually gained. It's a 2% gain. After 1 week in the top 10, falling 9 to 11, Tend, by Max Anderson, Zach Dixon, Austin Harrison, and Toby Sarnell, published by IV Studio with 24,059, about 1,300 more than Heat, a decline of 43%. We've heard from three of the four games that have fallen out of the top 10 this week, from 2 to 11, Tend, from 9 to 13, Harmonies, from 10 to 19, Vantage. The fourth one goes from 4 to 48, Hood. Number 10. Hot Streak by John Perry, published by CMYK with 25,911, about 1,900 more than 10 and 2.5 times what it had last week, sitting outside the top 50. A 16,000 view gain. It returns to the top 10 for the third time, returning after 5 months away. The setting of Hot Streak is betting on a mascot race. It's a drafting game, and then the cards that are revealed move the racers. After the number 20 spot was about 1,000 views fewer than last week, here at the number 10 spot is about 1,800 views more. So the gap between the two expands by close to 3,000, up over 11,000 views. Also worth mentioning, with a little bit of bookkeeping, The White Castle moves over the 2 million view mark for the first time this week. It's number 46 in views for the week. And I missed commenting on it last week, but Terraforming Mars crossed the 10 million view mark. This week it is at number 23. Number 9. Everdell, Emmerland by James A. and Clarissa A. Wilson, published by Tycoon Games, with 27,696, about 1,800 more than Hot Streak. This is a debut. It is the third re-implementation of Everdell that are referred to as Edge of the Map games. So they are not integratable with the original Everdell game and its expansions, but they are very similar games. Now, the first of these was Far Shore, released in 2023 and currently ranked inside the top 1,000 on BoardGameGeek. And then just released this year was Silver Frost, ranked still outside the top 3,000. This one, Emmerland, is set in a jungle. Number 8, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 28,143, about 450 more than Emmerland, a gain of 12%, but it is only able to hold position at number 8. Number 7, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games with 28,399, about 250 more than Ark Nova, and a decline of 15%. And it holds position at number 7. So, that's interesting. One game saw a huge decline, a significant, and one game saw a pretty significant gain, but they don't move in position. This is the 113th game to have 10 or more weeks on the chart, as this is Speakeasy's 10th week in the top 10. Number 6, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 28,985, about 600 more than Speakeasy, a decline of 17%, and it loses one position from last week. Number 5, Unstoppable by John D. Clare, published by Renegade Game Studios with 30,087. 1,100 more than SETI, a decline of 47% as it tumbles from the top spot down to number 5. Number 4, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games with 36,918, close to 7,000 more than Unstoppable. It is a gain of 5.6%, but it still loses one position due to the other two new entries, both vaulting into the top 3. Number 3, Dragon Eclipse by Camille Siesla, published by Awaken Realms, with 39,025. It's about 2,100 more than Fate of the Fellowship, returning after over 2 years away. The last time it charted was back in October of 2023. This is the third appearance for Dragon Eclipse, a one- or two-player fantasy-themed game in which you, quote, battle, tame, catch and train, unquote, dragons and other creatures, each of them with a unique deck of cards. It's called a collectible adventure game. Currently, the standalone sequel to it, which is called Dragon Eclipse: The Grand Quest, is on GameFound with over $1 million pledged. Number 2, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Erie Idle Games with 44,244, 5,200 more than Dragon Eclipse, a 31% jump. That's about 10,000 more than it had last week, and so it jumps up 4 positions. Number 1, Rhinelander by Reiner Knizia, published now by 25th Century Games, with 60,702. More than 16,000 clear of the competition. This is a debut at number 1, even though the game was originally published in 1999, currently ranked just outside the top 3,000. It is a hand management and area majority game set in medieval Germany and due to have a new printing, as I mentioned, by 25th Century Games. For Saturday, December 13th, 2025.